for Nevada Public Radio.
At night, you couldn't see the desert that surrounds Las Vegas.
This is...
But it's in the desert where lots of the town's problems are solved.
Digging In.
Got a lot of holes in the desert, and a lot of problems are buried in those holes.
With Xander Pippen. If you're like me, and I feel many people are in this respect, the rapid development and success of artificial intelligence over the last few years feels like we're staring out over a cliff we're about to be pushed off of. You look at a piece of writing or an image, and if you feel like AI has produced it, you feel a bit cheated, especially if it's being presented as art. The art and experiences we seek out were once valuable in part because of authentic human input that goes into these things, but now AI has taken that element of it away. If you do feel that loss is significant, funnily enough, your sentiments are shared with figures from long ago. Aestheticism, with its focus on pleasing the senses over all else and the value of art, had its critics in the late 19th century. Leo Tolstoy, in his rebuke of the movement, pointed to our relationship with food. Though we may enjoy food for the pleasure it brings us, the value of food is not merely in its taste. The experiences we seek out too can nourish us in addition to being aesthetically pleasing. More and more writers, movie makers, and theater performances have opted to use artificial intelligence, which, sure, I'll grant, reproduces pleasing words and images, but without the human spirit. And so, while struggling with this reality, appropriately, I find myself turning to sports and food, which seems impervious to this AI takeover. With the Raiders season underway, Las Vegans have an excellent opportunity to enjoy perhaps what may be the last truly human experience, enjoying a meal at a sporting event. I talked to the chefs making this happen for us to appreciate this more fully. Here's Gil Morales, executive chef of Concessions, on the experience he's trying to create for sportsgoers.
Here, when we do our pre-sips here, you know, we end it with, this is our house. Mm-hmm. So when we invite a guest into your house, you want to give them the food that you eat.
Already we have something beautiful that AI could never recreate. This macho sports phrase, this is our house, is used to inspire a territorial and protective motivation to win a football game. But in this case, it's turned into not only motivation, but also into a call for shared human experience to welcome somebody into your home. Morales will be making sure to bring guest childhood favorites like Buñuelos for the holiday game, but also invites his sous chefs to bring in authentic flavor as well, like
my sous chef, Anibal Osuna, his family's Vila recipe. So we have Vila egg rolls. We're doing a fusion of Asian, Hispanic. So we got the Vila egg rolls with the consomme, a little lime, a little bit of mozzarella, provolone cheese in there for help with the bite, and some red onion.
I got to try this one. That bite was good. And this gets at something else valuable in real, authentic experiences. Whether we've reckoned with this or not, spice, bitterness, pain can be enjoyable. Chef Yoshi Kojima, wielding a sharp blade for sushi available in premium suites, shares that there's a lot of pain to be found in the ocean. Some sea creatures, like the spiny sea urchin, are downright hostile. There's value in the pain of real life. Like Kojima explains in regards to his insistence on wild-caught fish.
So it's all wild-caught, not farm-raised. That's the biggest difference. They don't swim in a tank. So they actually swim in the ocean, so it's really firm, muscular. If it's farm raised, they're swimming in a tank. They're just really
right.
Oily,
they're not flexing as much.
Exactly. Yeah. So wild caught is a lot different, healthier.
For Kojima himself, there is perhaps some pain.
Can I ask how many years you've been doing this?
22 years.
22 years.
Yes, sir.
What's made you stick with it all the time?
Family. I had no choice. It was just forced into me.
Have you come to love it over time, or?
Yes.
Yes. Nice.
I love what I do here.
And that last part was important. He really does take great pride in the mission of accomplishing his vision for the suite experience and the finality of the end of an event, as opposed to the day in and day out of a restaurant.
Restaurant is definitely just putting on a Band-Aid. Every morning you go in and something's bleeding. You're just putting on a Band-Aid, putting on a Band-Aid, and it's never ending. Over here, I'm saying, yeah, after every event, we're clapping, we're celebrating, we're grateful for everyone's working really hard.
That's nice.
The love and the pain of family, the joy and the fury of winning or losing the football game, the walk out of the stadium at the end of the night. These are some of the experiences you can find at a Raiders game. I know not everybody engages with these concepts in their time at a football game. Maybe I'm reading into things, but I would encourage you to start looking for meaning in things like this, perhaps before they're gone. I hope you'll join me next time on Nevada Public Radio.